Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as always, I'm glad you're here. Kelly Owyler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. She goes back to 1998 with us. In fact, we've already had our 11th anniversary with Kelly, and she is the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Our Contradictions. She's taught us so much over the years on how to understand our paradoxes and benefit from them and sort them out and make sure that they don't get in our way and that we actually make something positive happen from them. And she's an executive coach. She helps a lot of people. She has coached me before, and she is she's our good friend Kelly Owyler. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Kelly, one of the things I know you've been talking about lately with some of your folks is about business planning.
Yes. In fact, yesterday morning as I was leaving the house to go to work, I got a call from the manager at my bank who asked me if I would meet with one of their customers who was having trouble with their business, a small business. And they realized that they hadn't been doing any planning at all. And I'm finding this to be true over and over and over again. And some of the statistics, when you go online and go to the Small Business Bureau and begin to check it out, the things that cause small businesses to have problems and to fail or to have parts of their business fail, it all leads back in some way to doing very poor planning or not doing any at all.
Mm-hmm.
And often when a business gets a plan, they think, okay, now it's going to happen, but they don't have any sense of what's involved or how you go about doing the implementation. And, of course, the irony or the paradox is once you have, say, a strategic plan, you have to plan the implementation
right
of that plan.
Well, there are two things here. One is a noun and one is a verb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the plan is what you actually create and hold in your hand,
mm-hmm.
whether that be a full-blown bound document or just basically some financial statements that you put together, or maybe a one-pager. That's your plan, but the planning, you know, the verb, the planning is what's so tricky for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's happened over the years, and it happened a lot back in the 90s, was everybody developed a business plan. They, you know, were so proud of it and bound it up and gave it around to their investors and their bankers and their mother and whoever, put one on the shelf, and then they never came back to it.
Yes.
And so having a plan is only the first step. That's like having an automobile. You know, buying an automobile is great, but if you don't put the key in it and drive it down the road, take a trip, you're not going to, you know, what's it good for?
Yeah, if you just let it sit in your driveway to admire it, it doesn't do anything.
That's right. And so you got to do the...
It just drains your pocketbook.
You got to do the planning, which means that you establish some goals and some assumptions, and then you operate the business and then compare what you did to what you said you were going to do.
Yes. And there are a number of things that I have found with small businesses, beliefs that they have about planning. And right now I'm working a lot with small businesses that are solopreneurs,
mm-hmm.
One-person businesses, maybe two people, all the way up to about 20. And sometimes if they do get a plan, they're very proud of it, and it ends up getting shoved into a drawer because they're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And often they have beliefs that are what I call myths about the planning process.
Right.
And one of my jobs is to re-educate people and small businesses about the value of planning, to break some of those myths that they have and to make it not as scary or make it not feel so cumbersome.
Right. Well, and get the plan integrated into your work,
into your life, into your work,
right,
into your daily thinking.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I think is some people believe that a plan has to be, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of you here, Kelly, but a plan has to be this formal thing that everybody stands up and salutes and it's sacred and all that kind of stuff, when it really ought to just be it could be something, you know, just very, very functional and, you know, just kind of a, like an old pair of blue jeans, you know, you want to wear them all the time.
Yes. And I think that's one of the things that happens is people think it's supposed to look a certain way and they're not sure how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, all you have to know is what your vision is, what the direction is, what the key goals are, and then plan it out. And the measurements, of course. How are we going to know we're reaching those goals? And then figure out, okay, so what do I do first? Just to meet, you know, to try and get to this overall picture I have in my plan.
Well, let's talk about some of your myths. What's the first one?
Well, the one that I find a lot with, in particular with very small businesses, is I'm working so hard, I don't have time to plan. And these are businesses where they're doing a lot of crisis response, crisis after crisis. And what I try to explain is that when you're running a business that way, you're not really in a business. You're performing a job. You aren't thinking like a business owner. You're not thinking ahead. How do I get out of the crisis? What are the goals I'm trying to make? You're always putting your attention on what's happened in the past to deal with crisis, rather than where you want to go in the future, and you have to be able to do both.
Crisis management is a loser.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, write that down. That's going to be on the test. Crisis management is a loser. And when I say loser, I mean as in you will fail. If you're a crisis manager, if that's the way you live your life, if that's the way you approach the operation of your business, you lurch from one crisis to the other because, as Kelly said, you're not capable of looking down the road a little bit so you can see what's coming at you. If you can't accomplish that, if you find that in your job you're a kind of a crisis manager, don't start a business. What do you think, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the other things, and this idea of a formal plan, many people believe that once you have a good plan, it doesn't change. And that is a myth, because once you have a good plan, you really have to think of it as something that's living and breathing.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a document that's alive, and every step you take on it, you're going to get more information than you had before, which is going to make you rethink certain things, perhaps change or tweak something, so that you end up with something even better.
And that's the planning. We're going to talk more about this with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That one is definitely from the Wayback Machine. I still love that song. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl, and I'm glad to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun, and we got something you can look at there, read, listen, ask questions. Subscribe to my newsletter, on and on. Check out our Brain Trust members, like our outstanding guest this half hour, Kelly Ohlweiler, the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking, our paradox expert. She's also a business consultant and a CEO coach, just like most of us could use. And I encourage you to find somebody like Kelly, my friends, and let them be your as my friend Noah St. John says, let them be your loving mirror, where they actually, reflect back at you what you're doing, what you're trying to say, what you're trying to do, and give you some good advice. Kelly does that. Kelly, we need your website too, please.
It's www.strategyplanningpartners.com.
Strategyplanningpartners.com. And can they find out about your book there too?
Yes, they can.
All right, and I know you do work virtually. I know you're mostly working in your region, but I know that if somebody contacted you from other places, that you would entertain what they're doing, and maybe if nothing else, at least help them find someone who can help them.
Yes, exactly. I do that.
I know you will, and I appreciate that very much. We're talking about planning. Some of the myths of planning. One of the myths that Kelly mentioned was that I'm working so hard I don't have time to plan. Folks, that's called a death wish. That's called a business death wish. If you have that attitude, you will fail. Myth number two, she says, once you have a plan, it shouldn't change. Well, that's like saying that you're not going to change or your hair's not going to grow or whatever, Kelly. Of course things are changing. And that's what the plan's for, is to help you deal with those changes, isn't it?
Yes. And if you have something laid out, a good plan, and you're figuring out your implementation, you're going to end up learning as you're laying out the implementation, the actual steps of how you're going to accomplish your, let's say, strategic plan. You're going to find out, wow, I don't know anything about this piece that would be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have new information that you can go out and find what you need to know about, and then bring it back and apply it to the piece that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And always it does make your plan better. And I don't care how big your business is, you know, if you are one person or if you're Unilever and you have 170,000 employees, it's the same thing. There are always parts you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in to get the information and discover what that is, it is going to shift your plan. It's just a little bit. But imagine if you hadn't gotten the information.
That's the scary part. No, that's exactly right. Folks, you're never going to have all the answers. The plan, your business plan and your planning process is what helps you prepare for those surprises or those things you didn't expect. All right, what's the next myth?
Well, it actually ties right in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the myths is, if I make a plan, why do it? Because things are going to change. And over and over I've heard, it just happened recently when I gave a talk at a small conference here. A woman came up to me and said, we should talk because I'm good at making plans, but then when it comes to implementing, I begin questioning them and I never do anything. the questioning is, what if I don't have the right information? Well, we always have a portion of the information that either isn't complete or it's not correct. So it ties into the one we were just speaking of before.
Well, somebody told me once something that I've never forgotten, and it's really a liberating thought with regard to planning. All projections are wrong.
Yeah.
Everything that you're going to presume will happen in the future will be wrong. The question is, if you don't do it at all, you won't contemplate anything in the future. You'll be doing crisis management all the time. So you just do your best shot and you learn from it, don't you?
Yes. And I might reword that a little bit, which is everything you project into the future will be partially wrong.
Yeah.
Because often you get a lot that is right, but it's the part that you assume is not going to be different that comes out and bites you.
Well, the thing that the person was talking to me about was thinking was, okay, if you project 100, you know, it's not going to be 100. It's going to be 99.5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's don't, you know, get over it, so to speak.
Yes.
I think that's what your friend needs to hear, is get over it. And all right, so we got one more myth quickly before we have to go.
Well, there's one more myth, which I think is really, really important. Once you have a plan, a lot of businesses don't feel that they have time to really do implementation and run the business at the same time. And one of the things that is so valuable to know is you don't have to focus on the whole implementation.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on the first section first. Whatever has to come before, something else can come.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put your attention on that, move through that, and once you get towards the end of that first piece, then you say, okay, what's next? Then you shift your focus again. And most people have a tendency to try and look at the entire implementation
right.
plan as one whole. just break it up into sections.
And make lots of decisions.
Start with the first section first.
Make lots of decisions and take baby steps. Give us the website again quickly, Kelly.
It's strategyplanningpartners.com.
Hey, Kelly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's good to be here.
We'll see you next time. Kelly Ohlweiler, ladies and gentlemen, one of our good friends. She'll be back real soon. I'm going to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.